Hi, my loves. Welcome to the Nuance of Nymph podcast, where we talk everything manifestation, spirituality, and feminine energy. Getting straight into it, today we're talking about not dimming your light. Because this is something that too many girls and too many women are still doing. And I'm really, really sad and tired of seeing it. And your light is not just some mystical thing. It's basically your divine feminine essence. How many times have you heard someone say, "Oh, she just lights up a room," or "she just glows from the inside out"? This usually means that a woman has activated her divine feminine essence. And this is no accident, and it's not just something that some people have and some people don't. This light within you often gets shut off by a lifetime of conditioning, and I am here to help you turn it right back on, like a light switch. I have been doing so much inner work, and I have been having some really big shifts lately that I am so excited to share with you. So yeah, let's get right into the episode. So last night, I had a very symbolic dream where I killed someone by pushing them into the ocean. And I woke up from this dream in a huge panic. I literally couldn't go back to sleep. I was like, oh my god, why was that in my subconscious mind? Like, where did this come from? It was really intense, and I was really scared at first because I didn't realize the deeper symbolic meaning of it. Of course, I went and did some research, and dreams about murdering someone else are usually never indicative of any actual intent to kill or to harm anyone. What it usually symbolizes is a strong desire to close the door on an outdated version of yourself. And what I realized was that this girl that I killed in the stream was actually a symbol of the old me who was constantly shrinking herself. So we are born and raised in worlds that condition us to reduce ourselves, to hide, and to dim our light down as women. We think that wanting to be more or to have more than the average is asking too much or being too much or being selfish or like, who do you think you are? We are taught to just stay in line and be humble, 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 but when I tell you how damaging this is, because as human beings, but particularly as women, because we are symbols of the unconscious mind, our nature is inherently vast, limitless, expansive. And baby, we were never meant to shrink. It's like trying to pour the ocean into a glass of water. It doesn't make sense, and it's gonna make a mess, and it's not even gonna work. And before we were born into human bodies, what we are in essence are the sky and the stars herself. Our birth charts are not just one sign. It's not just, you know, our sun sign. Our birth charts are literally a snapshot of the entire sky at the moment of our birth. So that means that our true being is literally space. And I know that probably sounds pretty strange and kind of crazy to some of you, but the girls who know will know what I'm talking about. And it doesn't even matter if you don't believe in astrology, but I assume that many of you do. But spend time observing the way that nature grows and expands and doesn't apologize, doesn't explain. It simply is. So I grew up in an environment of deep humility conditioning. My grandmother is a big church lady, and she has always talked about how, you know, you should never ask for too much. And she has always talked bitterly about people who go above and beyond in their life, whether it's with their looks. She's always built a really negative narrative around women who nurture their beauty in particular. And I think that all religions can be beautiful, but they have been altered over the ages for control of the masses, and they can be extremely restrictive. I was never religious myself, but I was bullied heavily as a child, and this is what led me to shrink myself and hide in order to not be perceived. I had a huge fear of perception, and it was to the point where I was doing some really damaging things. My self-worth was absolutely at zero. I had no self-worth whatsoever. I had no confidence. I had crippling anxiety. I could not look anybody in the eye. And I was constantly denying myself in order to not be seen and not be heard and to, God forbid, be deemed as too much. Also had an eating disorder for many years, and it was rooted in this belief that there was something wrong with me and I needed to hide. I actually labeled myself as a tomboy for a while when I was around like 10 or 11. And I told myself that it made me like cooler or more chill or laid back than, the other feminine girls at my school who were high maintenance. But this was really my shadow speaking. I was trying to repress myself so I wouldn't be perceived. We have been conditioned to make ourselves small throughout history because the people who rule this world know how powerful we are. The patriarchal systems throughout the ages have seen our intuition and our beauty as a threat to some of the things they had going on. And this is not a conspiracy, this is just a fact. If you look at the Salem witch trials, for example, you will see that thousands and thousands of women were killed because they were challenging the oppressive systems that were in place. So, do you really think that we're on this planet just to play it small and to shrink? Because I don't think so. The nature of the universe itself is vastness and literally constant expansion. The world tells us that we need to wait for some kind of a special occasion to do our favorite makeup, put on our best outfit, and our heels. But what people don't realize is that life itself is the occasion. When you don't put in effort to look and feel your best every day, what you're really saying is you're not willing to live with passion. You're not willing to step into your full power and authenticity. And no, it is not superficial or petty or whatever to nurture your physical beauty. When you are wearing slouchy, oversized clothes all the time, when your hair is messy, when you have bad skin, and just whatever else is going on, you won't be able to feel your best. And so you won't be able to give your best self to the people around you and to the world. As women, our bodies are literally temples of the divine. So why wouldn't we want to honor them with beauty and adornment? But no, we are conditioned to think that our bodies are nothing but genetic accidents, just like a cluster of cells, or like a meat bag, as some people say, which is crazy. But let me back it up a bit. When I say beauty, I do not mean the beauty standard. The beauty standard is an illusion and it is fabricated. Beauty does not just have one face, it comes in so many different forms. But beauty is really just our divine feminine essence. It's our natural state of being. It doesn't matter your facial structure, your ethnicity, your age. Beauty is all about your level of divine feminine radiance. And when our feminine radiance is turned on, like all the way on, we are absolute forces to be reckoned with. Most people have femininity completely wrong, thinking that it's just about being dainty and shy and small all of the time. I'm gonna do an entire episode just about the divine feminine in the upcoming future, but for now, just understand that feminine energy is both light and dark. Yes, we are soft and polite, but that doesn't mean we cater ourselves to the world. Because we can love others deeply and we can want them to be happy. but it never comes at the expense of our own authenticity and our own true expression. Divinely feminine women are used to disappointing others or making them angry because she understands that this doesn't make her a bad person. It simply means that not everyone is for her. Not everyone is meant to understand her, and that's okay. That's the beauty of abundance. There's so many different perspectives and tastes. And not everyone is going to be able to understand, and that's okay. She makes peace with that. Because she understands herself, she validates herself, and any other validation that she gets externally is just a bonus. She doesn't need it. She doesn't look for it. And by the way, when it comes to her beauty and just anything else, we don't do performative femininity. Now, a lot of people will ask you, well, who are you trying to impress? Or who do you think you are? Because most people will default to thinking that whenever you're, you know, pouring into your beauty, that you're doing it to impress somebody else. Like, it can never just be for the sake of it. It can never just be for the sake of loving yourself. But if you are listening to this podcast, we are destroying that paradigm. We do not perform. We elevate ourselves only for ourselves. I do not wear what most people would consider casual clothes on a regular basis anymore. And it's not because I think I'm better than anybody else or because I'm trying to prove anything. It's just because they make me feel awful and they hold the vibration of my past self. I always dress like I have a date because I actually do. I have a date with life. I have a date with life in every single moment. But of course, our appearances are not the only ways that we can dim our light. Any area of our life that we are settling or lowering our standards is a sign that we have dimmed our light. Whether that's in your relationships, maybe you've been settling for dusty men, or you're just not setting high enough standards because every single woman should have very, very high standards when it comes to men, and just friendships in general. Like, whoever's energy you let into your energy, that is going to become you to a certain degree. There's no way around it. So you need to be choosy with whoever is in your circle. It's not arrogance, it's protection from low-quality experiences. But whether it's your career, your money, your house, your health and your fitness, if the bar that you are setting does not reflect your own true desires in their fullness, if they're not audacious, if they don't sound delusional to most people, then there is a good chance that you are shrinking. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not deserving of the best. Don't let people tell you that you need to be more realistic, because there is no such thing as realistic. We are all the architects of what is quote-unquote realistic in our own experiences. So why not make it amazing? Why not make it the best fucking thing you have ever dreamed of? Because anything less than what you truly desire is a compromise, a sacrifice. Stop settling. Stop reducing yourself to less than what you truly want. If you're scared, which I always was at the beginning of my journey, just hold your hand on your heart, take some deep breaths, get grounded, and tell yourself it is safe. It is safe for me to take up space. I deserve to take up space. I deserve to let my life be vast and grand. My phone is on 5%, so that's it for this episode. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one.